At the White House today, President Bush was heartened by the news of the fall of Saddam Hussein's regime in Baghdad. But the White House is also cautioning that there are dangers for U.S. troops still in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. NPR's Brian Naylor joins us now from the White House. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Susan.
What are they saying over there about all of these amazing events today in Baghdad?
Well, they're clearly quite pleased, but they're trying to temper that jubilance with some caution. According to White House spokesman Ari Fleischer, the president believes this is a powerful testament to mankind's desire to be free. That's a quote. Freedom's taste is unquenchable, he also said. But the president also cautions this is a time for caution, that many dangerous areas remain in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq, and that American servicemen and women are still in harm's way in many parts of the country. So I think for the moment they're taking a very careful approach, not wanting to get too far ahead of events on the ground in Iraq, but clearly this would seem to have worked out very well for the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. Although no weapons of mass destruction discovered as yet. Is anybody talking about that over there?
Well, that's right. There have been none of the so-called smoking guns, mm-hmm. and officials have been saying, though, that we still don't know what's to be found. They're also saying that, asked about Saddam Hussein, they say that there's no new information on his whereabouts, whether he is still in the country, whether he survived the attack earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. What has the president been doing this morning? He's been watching these remarkable scenes on television, celebration in the streets, the toppling of the Saddam statue?
Well, as of about an hour ago, he hadn't been. That was when Ari Fleischer briefed reporters. The president had had a meeting with congressional leaders and with his National Security Council, so he hadn't had a chance to look at TV, although I think that is likely to change. We've been told that he does frequently tune in to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. What's on the president's schedule for today? Any speeches?
Actually, no. He has no public appearances. As I say, he met with congressional leaders. He had a meeting with the president of the Slovak Republic, but no speeches, no public appearances whatsoever. Of course, that could change. There was, though, I wanted to note, an appearance in New Orleans this morning, a rare appearance by Vice President Dick Cheney, mm-hmm. who spoke with newspaper editors. He said the war was one of the most extraordinary military campaigns ever conducted. He praised Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and couldn't resist a shot at those who questioned the war plan, calling them retired military officers embedded in TV studios. But more importantly, he signaled his view, and this is what the administration is going to be dealing with in the coming days, about the reconstruction of Iraq. Cheney, among others, believes that the reconstruction should be in the hands of the United States, not the United Nations, as others in the administration believe. He said the UN is not equipped to play that central role. I think that's where the debate is going to be heading mm-hmm. as in the next several days.
The next battle. Thanks very much. NPR's Brian Naylor at the White House.